WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Standardized tests have long been criticized as unfair to low-income students. These children often face entrenched challenges that make it difficult to score well. That's why many have applauded as standardized tests have been forced to take a back seat during the pandemic. But a new WBEZ analysis shows that grades follow some of the same trend lines. WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp joined Lisa Labas with details.
So, Sarah, what are your findings about grades?
So as you might know, many people talked about learning loss during the pandemic. Without standardized tests, I was looking at some way to see whether there was learning loss. And it turns out the grades really were affected. There were way fewer A's and B's given out in 2021 than in 2019. But, and this surprised me, even in 2019, schools serving mostly poor kids gave out way fewer A's and B's than schools serving more middle class and students that aren't low income. They also gave out way more D's and F's. So there's this deep-seated gap between who gets top grades in our public school system, and this entrenched gap was widened during the pandemic.
Do we know why this is happening?
There's a combination of explanations, including access to resources and some of the things that you might expect. One expert offered up an explanation that one might not think about. Not all teachers have the same philosophy around grading. The district doesn't give directives. Colleges of education don't really teach teachers how to grade. And this culminates in a wide variety of how grades are given out. Some experts say too often teachers are grading based on behavior or compliance and less on what students know.
And what do teachers say about grading?
So this is a really controversial topic. And indeed, teachers have a lot of different takes on the issue. One first grade teacher in a school in a very low income neighborhood on the West Side says she's super focused on whether her students can meet grade level standards. She says she gives out very few A's.
If you're meeting the expectation, that's a C. And I think some people think C's are bad. No, it's not. You know what you're supposed to know. You're doing what you're supposed to do. That's a C. If you're, like, excelling, you're going to be, and if you could teach this by yourself, that's an A.
This is what's called standard-based grading. Not all teachers do that. When asked about this disparity, this teacher wasn't surprised. She says middle-class communities have a lot more resources to help their kids meet standards. She also says that she suspects that parents in middle-class schools put pressure on teachers to give good grades. And others point out that poor kids often face barriers outside their control, like lack of a quiet place to study or even trouble getting to school.
All right. I remember I did not like getting a bad report card. Nobody likes getting a bad report card. But what do we know about how grades are affecting students in the long term?
So they have many effects. Research shows that grades are a much better predictor of how one does in college than test scores. And then there's the expert that I talked to. His name is Joe Feldman. He's a former principal, and he wrote a book called Grading for Equity. This is what he had to say.
Students won't say things like, I've struggled in math. They'll say, I'm a D student in math. And when students, particularly at the early grades, receive grades, they internalize very deeply not only who they are now, but who they are potentially in the future.
And in Chicago, if you have good grades, it can mean that you have a chance to get into an accelerated junior high program or even an elite selective enrollment high school.
So what are the solutions?
I don't really think anyone's arguing that kids who don't deserve good grades should just be given them. An expert from the University of Chicago told me, we should see bad grades as a signal that a child needs more support. We often blame the child or even the parent if a kid gets a bad grades, but we don't sort of bring in the cavalry to help the child. Right now, with more students getting bad grades, I don't think the answer is to just inflate grades, but rather to figure out how schools can help these kids be successful.
That's WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
To learn more about grading in Chicago public schools, you can go to WBEZ.org. This is WBEZ.